It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Brian John Harwood. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Cal. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm loving this weather. It's getting, here in Ontario, the sun's out. I think it's going to get to 19 degrees today. I'm a spring-summer guy, so I'm in the happiest mood that I've been in a while.
It's amazing what sunshine does for the soul, right?
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's, I just wish it was forever summer. That's my motto.
You bet. New tune of yours is called Saving Up for a Friday. We'll talk about that in just a second, Brian. But I want to talk about these twins of yours. I bet you they're growing up pretty quick.
Oh, man. Is it flashing before my eyes? 5 months old on Sunday. Almost a half a year. It's flown by so fast. I love them so much. And I can honestly say I have never been this happy in my life. Just seeing their eyes look up at me with those big smiles.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. So these are your first two then, obviously?
Yeah, very first kids and two baby girls, Logan and Callie. It actually pushes me to practice a little bit more because they start getting fussy around 5 o'clock. So I pull out the guitar and they just are in awe and just try singing with me and stare at me. So it forces me to practice a little bit more.
Terrific. You got a new tune out called Saving Up for a Friday. Tell me about that tune.
Man, Jason McCoy and myself have been, writing either a song a week or a song every 2 weeks for the last, almost a year now. So he comes over to my house or I go to his, and we've just been writing songs and stuff. And then just one day we really wanted to write a song for the working man, the working person that, like myself and like him, that work, jobs from Monday to Friday and just need to let loose. You work hard all week and you need to let loose come Friday. And we just wanted to have a blue collar anthem, and I think we nailed it.
Yeah, you did. Where did you record it?
We recorded at Revolution Studio, so where Rush records in Toronto.
Oh,
so,
nice.
It was great. We had Dustin Bird produce it, and it just turned out so amazing.
Jason's a great guy. We've had Jason on the show here many times, and of course we've run into him at many events across the nation, CCMA week, that sort of thing. He's just a great guy, and I'm glad you two got together for this track. It sounds really cool.
Yeah, he's a hometown boy. Like I said, we're both Barrie boys, and I think it was after I did this song with Clayton Bellamy, he started saying that he wanted to do a song with me, and we just started writing until we found one that he's like, now this is one I would do with you. And I'm like, let's do it. I'm 100% down, because I look up to him, and he's been an idol for me all of my country career when I first saw the Roadhammers, and it's just an honor to have him on a track with me.
You bet. And I'm sure you want to get out in front of somebody and start playing this tune, I guess, too, right?
Oh, I can't wait, man. We got some shows. I got my summer, spring and summer filling up. I got a few shows with the Roadhammers, so we'll be sure to be sharing the stage together and playing those songs. I can't wait. Live music is back, and I'm so pumped.
You bet. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Brian? What's the best way for that?
You can put in Brian John Harwood pretty much anywhere. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I have a music video for every song I release. BrianJohnHarwood.com, or hit me up on Apple Music, Spotify. You can find me, just BJH.
Awesome, buddy. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with this new tune. Say hi to the twins for us, and we'll talk again.
Thank you so much, brother.
Brian John Harwood on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.